Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 27th, 1943, Grantley Adams, President of the Barbados Progressive League, delivered an important speech calling for a new order in Barbados. The speech, which was probably delivered to a packed crowd in Queen's Park, outlined five broad areas of change in order to obtain social and economic development in Barbados. The first aspect of this new order involved a change of mindset. According to the Barbados Annual Review, Adams reminded his audience that they as human beings owed a duty to themselves first, and only thereafter to the state. They had to get away from the idea that because the government said a certain thing must be done, they had to do it without examination. It was their duty, he said, to scrutinize carefully, critically, the government's actions. Second, Adams insisted that where there were laws that stifled the progress of individuals, people had both a right and a duty to fight for their removal. Using tough language, he argued that these systems had to be overthrown by revolutionary methods, since it was contrary to human nature to ask a man to destroy his own entrenched position, his special privileges, and his vested interests. Third, the new order contemplated by Adams included the abolition of the Legislative Council, the upper chamber of Parliament, where the nominated members were drawn from the planter merchant class. His fourth point was a call to reform the vestry system, which had been used in Barbados since the 17th century. Finally, according to the Barbados Annual Review, Adams declared that the new order would mean the end of the private ownership of sugar factories, which exploited the peasant farmers by paying prices for their canes that were sometimes below the cost of production. Other industries which affected the community as a whole, thundered Adams, should be organized on the basis of public ownership. Adams' speech, on this day in 1943, set the agenda for future action, ranging from the nationalization of national gas and crude oil in Barbados to the passage of a law granting universal adult suffrage.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.